Hey bitches, it's me, Allie Makovsky, back for another episode of my prolific genius podcast, Resting Bitch with Allie Makovsky. I got an itchy ass throat right now. I don't know why. You know why? Cause I've been jeweling a fuck ton. I told myself I wasn't going to. There was one night where I had like two jewel dabs. Two dabs of the jewel. And I was like, that's it. I'm done jeweling. And then the next night I bought two packs of pods. One menthol. One classic Virginia tobacco. And I've been puffing on them. It's hard though because at work, like at the comedy store, there's moments where it's just so boring. And especially if you're working somewhere that's like outside, like if you're on the patio, you just want to do something, you know? So I jewel for hours on end. And then my chest hurts and my throat hurts and sometimes my head hurts. And yeah, I guess I don't mind. Okay. Can you guys tell that does this dress make me look like I got big titties? Okay. Yeah, I got this tunic in Sacramento with big dog Andrew Santino. I called him when I was on Instagram and I posted about doing shows with him this past weekend in Sacramento, I called him a land crab, and I think it's the funniest thing I've ever said. I didn't say it to him in person, but I did tag him in the post. It's one of those things where I'm like, online, it's very funny, to me at least, but I was too scared to call him a land crab in person because something about crab just hurts. I ain't trying to get my spots taken back, you know? We had fun, dude. Sacramento's a gross-ass place. It's all right. There's some parts that are nice, but Andrew saw someone doing heroin in their leg the first day we were there, so, you know, at the AM, PM. If there's a place to do heroin, it's definitely the AM, PM, because you don't know if it's daytime or nighttime when you're doing heroin. And then I wasn't with him because I was like, fuck, I don't want to walk. It was like 100 degrees all weekend. I was like, I don't want to walk. So he walked and he saw a heroin leg guy. And then the next day we were walking together because he was like, I don't want you walking alone in this town. And so we were walking somewhere together the next day. And we passed by that AM, PM, saw the needles. Sacramento is lit, boy. But here's the thing. That's not what makes Sacramento bad, I guess, because literally when I went to go get coffee, there was a dude on heroin. But it's something different. It's like, at least in LA, he tried, you know? There's something about LA where it's like, hey, if you're here, you tried. Whether you made it or not, you tried. So, you know, he might have done a few commercials back in his day and got that, I don't know, Jack in the Box commercial money, and then spent it all on the Big H. Oh, boy. Yeah. Also, it's weird because when I'm in LA, I'm like, man. Uh-oh. Can't give you guys too much. That's my ass. I can now see myself. We flipped the camera, so now I can look at myself. And I have to say, I think it helps, because Allie loves Allie. oh my god, my fucking throat, dude. Yeah, I think this jewel is no good for me. I just saw some on someone's Instagram story. They said that, someone had like a massive stroke due to jeweling. And it's like, okay, yeah, I believe it. But also, like, what else is a part of this dude's lifestyle or this chick's lifestyle? A stroke from jeweling? Like, maybe you have also poor blood circulation. Or I don't know what causes a stroke, but it can't just be drooling. Birth control gives women strokes or something, I think. Because it makes your blood... I forget. I don't know. I ain't on that birth control. I let God be my birth control. If God wants me to have a baby, so be it. I'll pop one out. I'll pop a baby out. Watch me. I wear condoms. Well, I don't personally wear condoms, but other people wear condoms. Not all the time. Sometimes I'm risky. I'm not a good, like, safe sex advocate. I've gotten lucky. Too lucky. My time is running out. I can feel it. It's going to go... Well, I guarantee once I'm off my parents' health insurance, that's when it's going to happen. Because God knows. God knows I've got it too good right now. If I got something, I'd be chilling. You know, I got that insurance. You know, pop in, pop out. I'm chilling. But I guarantee... I'm going to start wearing, like, a chastity belt or whatever once that insurance goes off. I'm abstinent. I'm going to go abstinent at 26. I'm going to give my life over to God. I'm going to become a virgin again. I lost my virginity on November 11th, 2011, because I didn't want to forget it. In hindsight, I should have just lost it on 9/11. That would have been, like, a great way to... honor our country and to, you know, pay respect. We gotta fuck for the troops, you know? Yeah, I did it on 11/11/11. 11/11/11. And, you know, it worked. I haven't forgotten. I think the first time you have sex is definitely the one you want to forget. Definitely. You know what's crazy? I was working at the Comedy Store the other night, and I was working in the main room, seating the show, and in line was my very first boyfriend, who I lost my virginity to, his best friend, who I haven't seen since I, like, dated this dude. Shout out Austin. I told fucking one of the guys I work, everyone who works at the Comedy Store is dumb. That's a fact. Maybe there's like one or two smart people, but, you know, it changes. But most people are dumb. I told this one dude, I'm like, hey, I was like, hook my friends up with a good seat. These are my friends, you know. It's this guy, Austin, my first boyfriend's best friend and his maybe girlfriend or lady friend. I didn't know. I haven't seen him in years, but he's a good dude. So I'm like, hook the homies up with a good seat. So he gets them a good seat, but it's a good seat that's right by the door. So they can hear all the servers, like, you know, yelling at each other in the kitchen. Everyone's, all the riffraff walking through the halls. It's fucked up. And it almost felt like, you know, I didn't want them to think I did that. But whatever. I tried to help him out. It didn't really work. But shout out Austin. Shout out my first boyfriend, Blake. Good people, Long Beach, represent. Dude, this is so embarrassing, but I feel like I have to tell the story. So I was with, me and Blake dated for like a year and a half, almost 2 years. I was about to go into senior year of high school, and I was just like, I need to be a little bit of a slut this year. So we broke up and I started hoeing around town. That's not the point of the story. I don't know why I added that, but what is the point of the story? Oh, yes. Okay. So I broke up with Blake and, you know, he lived in this like cul-de-sac, which, you know, if... you're a dumb person listening to this, which you probably are. Thank you. Shout out to my dummies. Is that what I'm calling you? I don't know. Yeah. So a cul-de-sac is one of those little like, I don't even know what it is, but it's like that little, you know, when you're like going down a street and then there's a little side street, but it just like loops around. It doesn't really go anywhere. So if you go on a, into like a cul-de-sac, you have a reason to be there, you know, unless you made the wrong turn. But that's just, if you live in the cul-de-sac or you're visiting someone in the cul-de-sac, that's your only route, you know. And that's where Blake lived. So when I broke up with him, every once in a while, I wanted to drive by his house. Because here's the thing. Sure, the relationship was over, but I, you know, I was still interested in what was going on. I'm like, when we broke up, his mom was remodeling, and so I was just curious how the remodeling process was going. I wanted to see if, you know, everything was up to standard, you know, the codes were proper or whatever. So I drove by once, and when I say once, I mean a couple times, but once I kind of got caught, and I think his little brother was outside, and I drove by, and it's a cul-de-sac, so, you know, I don't know anyone else on that street, and I kind of just, like, ducked back. Yeah, that was embarrassing, and that didn't even stop me. I drove by a couple more times. It's not creepy if a girl does it, right? It might be. He probably did that to me, maybe. Right? Blake? Are you listening? Yeah, those were good days. Good days in Long Beach. We used to... I don't know if I should be sharing this or not. I don't know if this is like... I feel like I should ask him. We don't really talk or anything, but... I feel like I should ask him before I share these stories. Yeah, I guess I'll wait until another episode to spill more tea on my first high school relationship. It was pretty hot. High school relationships are hot because you think you're an adult, so you're like trying to do adult shit. You're like 17. You're like, should we do anal? I think it's time to spice it up. I just did missionary for the first time, and I think it's time we... I couldn't do anal. That shit is intense, dude. You got to be in the right mindset. Your butt has to be ready. You have to be on, like, the right diet for a week. You can't just willy-nilly try that out. We tried, though. Just didn't work. Couldn't even... Well, I didn't know that you're supposed to use, like, proper lubrication. So I just used this, like, lotion on my nightstand, which was, like, you know, body lotion. So it's all... nicely aromatic and stuff. Aromatic. It had like, you know, flavors in it. And as soon as I thought, I didn't know what to do, okay? Don't judge me. You're listening to this podcast, you dumb bitch. Don't judge me. It had some sort of scent in it. And so when I put it on my BB, on my little BB hole, it burned and I started crying. And I was like, I can't do this. Isn't that funny? Damn. I was a down-ass bitch, though, so don't knock me. I wanted to make him happy. I wanted to try it out. It's so funny being, like, in a high school relationship. You're like, I just... Because you're both, like, going through so many changes that you're like, I just want you to be happy. But, like, nothing really makes you happy in high school except for, like... anal or whatever, I don't know. I haven't even hit the jewel. I'm just holding it. Yeah, jewels are bad. But so, you know, at least they don't smell. Cigarettes smell so bad. I think I'm finally it took me a long time of smoking Juuls, but I think I'm finally like grossed out by cigarettes. I had like 3 cigarettes in Sacramento. But if you're in Sacramento, it's like if you're smoking cigarettes, you're like the healthiest person there. Old Town Sacramento's fun. It's like Knott's Berry Farm, if you've ever been to Knott's Berry Farm. It's like that old town Road. It's fun. There were people stealing in one of the stores. It was like these two young little like black dudes. And they were just like, I mean, that's how boring Sacramento is. Like they were stealing like bracelets and shit. Like I guess in, like for me in high school, you know, you try anal. If you live in Sacramento and you're in high school, you steal bracelets from Old Town Sacramento. Like there's literally nothing fun to do. What are you going to do with those bracelets? They just like you just want to like do something there, you know? But me and Andrew took some fun pictures dressed as like old time prostitutes and stuff. I was dressed as a colonel. I looked hot. I honestly didn't want to take it off. Like I identify as a woman, but there was a moment when I put on that colonel outfit that I was like, maybe I was meant to be a colonel in a war. But one of those lazy colonels that like doesn't want to do anything but makes everyone else die because they were incompetent. They shouldn't have been a colonel. Okay, so I started that Instagram for the podcast, and let me tell you guys, it is slowly blowing up. So I guess it's not actually blowing up, but it's doing all right for itself. We got 430 followers, so that's pretty lit. Yeah, I guess I'll just finish talking about my week. What happened? Oh, I did. I have a lot of bruises from BJJ. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Did I already tell you guys about when Annie came to my class? I think I did on the last podcast. Annie Letterman takes Jiu-Jitsu and sometimes we go to the same class. And she just, everything is a joke. Annie's just always joking. So she's like trying to get me to eat her out in class. Not actually, like through the leggings though. And it's so annoying because I'm trying to like respect the art form. But it's so fun having her in the class because without her in the class, it feels like I'm going to get gang banged, gong bonged. One of the dudes from BJJ DM'd me. I left him on red because I felt like it. Hey, what happens in BJJ stays in BJJ. If you had a question, ask me in class. I don't know you. But I love that people want to know if I'm coming back to class. You're damn right I'm coming back to class. I already paid for fucking 2 months. Shit's expensive. I don't have BJJ money. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu looks like it's a poor sport, but it's very expensive. It's weird. Because you watch people fighting and you go, they're fighting because they're poor. And then you ask how much a class is and you go, that's why they're fighting. They don't have any money anymore. They used to have money. And then they lost it all to the classes. And now they're angry. I think episode 4, I'm going to call it early, but I think this is one of the funnier episodes. This and episode 1, two of my favorites so far. And I think it's because I can see myself. Not very well, but I know that I'm there. Sometimes I record these and I'm like, am I here? Is this recording? But now that I can see it, it feels good. My mom's going to be mad that the mic is covering my face, but you birthed me, bitch. You know what my face looks like. If you're listening and you're not watching the YouTube, just know that I'm hot, okay? Or just watch the fucking YouTube. You know what you should do? Listen on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe because we're out on iTunes now. And then watch it on YouTube, but on silent. And then just fantasize about me. That's how people get murdered. Because people have like these fantasies about people they don't know. And then they meet them and they're like, you're not how I pictured you. I'm going to kill you. Ow. But I take BJJ, so I will kill you. Just kidding. I won't kill you, but I will put you in a side control. That's all I know how to do, side control. So if you happen to be laying on the ground and you let me put my arms around your neck and one of your arms and my knees on your hip and ear, we got a match. But in any other circumstance, if you're standing, I'm out. I have no... Okay, what did I do? Okay. Okay, so last time we recorded, whatever, Wednesday, I did BJJ. I worked. Oh my God, I hosted Fahim Anwar's show at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. Fahim did an hour. He did over an hour, dude. And it was fire. When people ask me who my favorite comics are, I always mention Fahim Anwar. He's so funny. I feel like a lot of people in LA know about him and more people are starting to know about him. But if you don't know about him, you definitely need to look him up either on Instagram or on YouTube or whatever, because he's just so funny. He always has new jokes. They're always like such like funny premises or jokes or whatever. He's just a good dude. Okay. You need to look him up for yourself or else I'm going to keep going and going and going. Oh, I also took boxing. I took boxing on Wednesday with Malik B and Jesse Johnson. And that shit is hard. But I realized I made a mistake by doing jiu-jitsu because boxing is so much better. I just like punching. I just want to punch someone really hard. So I'm doing that. I'm going to take another boxing class on Saturday. We just do it in a backyard. It's very like, I feel like I'm in like a Rocky movie or something. Yeah, my week went by super quick because I record this on Tuesday. Wednesday, I just did like boxing and shit. And then Thursday, I flew to Sacramento with the land crab, Andrew Santino. We had a good time, dude. Sacramento's so like, you know, there's not much to, like, we ate at a Chili's one point, which, to bring it full circle, is where me and Blake used to go on dates all the time. I love Chili's. The chips and salsa is the best. I mean, it's not the best. When I say that, I mean it in a Chili's way. It's the best for Chili's, but Chili's is lit AF. He was like, there's no good food around here. There's only fast food. And then I looked up what was nearby. And I was like, ew, ha ha ha. How gross would it be if we went to Chili's? I would totally hate that, but we should definitely do it because that's the only option. And I was so stoked we went to Chili's. But yeah, there's really not much in Sac Town. Yeah, people got kicked out of shows because they're too drunk. But I get it. You know, what else are you going to do? You got to fucking turn up in Sacramento. There were really cool people there, though. I did 20 minutes all weekend. 20 freaking minutes. In LA, it's hard to do. You don't often get to do long sets. You know, the longest, you know, typically you'll do is like 12 minutes, maybe 15. So the first show on Thursday night, you know, I did 20 and it was like, you know, it was a learning 20. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just kind of like, okay, let's keep going. And then Friday we had two shows and the first show I still was kind of like getting the swing of doing like 20. And then Friday late night show, fire. I came up with so many new tags for my jokes. Just in the moment. And then Saturday first show is lit. Another banger. And then Saturday late show, I think I just didn't have the steam I needed. But it was fun. We walked a lot. A lot of daytime walking, but it's like 100, so I was pretty smelly. Someone got broken into at the hotel. Sacramento is not like chill, you know, no chill vibes in Sacramento. And then Sunday we came home. Andrew's wife picked us up from the airport. We all got breakfast together. It was so sweet. It's so nice to see, you know, marriage. Because my parents are divorced. So whenever I'm around, like, my friends who are married and, like, cute, I'm just like, oh my God, this is what love looks like. It's weird. It's weird seeing people like married and like kiss and stuff. Like when you kiss, I'm like, that's gross. I'm used to fighting. If y'all ain't fighting, What the fuck are y'all doing? What else did I do? Oh, I babysat. I got to babysit. Yeah, okay. So, fuck that. That's what I got into, okay? This is the part where I'm going to go through my Resting Bee Pod Instagram. If you're not following it, fucking follow it, dude. I'm going to be posting a lot of pictures on there because my personal Instagram, I don't want to, like, overflow with pictures. So I figure I'll just do the podcast, like, with a bunch of, like, pictures and stuff. Because there was this dude who took pictures in Sacramento, Nick Larson. He's also a comic, but he takes, like, fire-ass pictures. And there's so many good pictures I want to post, but I don't want to post, so I'm just going to post those on the podcast. But also, on the Resting Bee Pod Instagram, I'm going to let you guys ask questions or just, like, respond with things that you want me to talk about. So that way, when I record this at the end, I can just go through that. I didn't eat breakfast. I think that's the key to a good podcast, not eating beforehand. Because last time I ate that big ass burrito and I honestly, I was done. I was done. I gave up physically, mentally, spiritually. Someone said tips on cat sitting. Here's a tip. Get rid of it. Cats suck. The only cat I want is one of those like Sphinx cats, the hairless ones. I want a hairless cat, but they're oily. You have to like wash them so they don't get oil all over. But I love a little stinky, oily cat. My back fucking hurts, dude. Oh. I'm wearing shorts. Don't get all excited if you see my... Okay. That was nice. That sounded so nice. Yeah, that was good. I really, like, let out a demon. I'm back. Do you get a lot of haters about your power eyebrows? Dude. People. There's a handful of people who are worked up about my eyebrows. Some guy made an Instagram account a while ago about my eyebrows. And it was like a fan account, but also like a hate account. I couldn't tell because he was like, I mean, you got to be a fan if you're making an Instagram account about me. Even if it's like kind of hateful, you're still kind of a fan. So, haha. Yeah, he did delete it because he posted some weird shit. He like found this weird like ass pic of me that I like didn't know how he had it. And I knew who it was because he commented on all of my pictures saying, making some sort of comment about my eyebrows. So then when there was a random surprise Instagram account about my eyebrows, I was like, there's literally only one person this could be. And then I asked him kindly to take it down because it was not only like freaking me out because he posted like a random butt pic I had. He took it down. So thank you. I know who you are. I'm not going to say your name, but thank you for respecting my wishes. Yeah, it's weird that people don't, it's only guys. Only guys comment about my eyebrows because they don't get the power of the eyebrows. Eyebrows are very in, thick eyebrows are in. If you have thin eyebrows, you have committed a crime for sure. And if you haven't yet, you will. Anytime I see a mugshot, thin eyebrows. Aliens. Someone just said aliens. Oh, it's a hot topic right now. Yeah. You know what's fun about the Area 51 thing? Is that it started on Facebook. Only aliens use Facebook, bro. Aliens and your grandparents, which could be the same thing. After you turn a certain age, that's how your skin gets all wrinkly because you're an alien. No one's using Facebook, but it was funny that it started on there because I remember when I was in like middle school or high school or whatever, people use Facebook for stuff like that. And so it's funny that someone was like still using Facebook and they're like, maybe I can get people to like stand behind something. Like 11-11-11, there were so many Facebook events and pages for 11-11-11. And I was like, I'm not make, everyone's like, the world is going to make a wish on 11-11-11 at 11-11. And I was like, I'm just going to lose my virginity. Worst times you bombed on stage. I hate to break it to you, but I've never bombed. Just kidding. The worst times, though, they're all bad. I honestly haven't had one yet that has scarred me enough to, like, remember how bad it was. There's just been, like, plenty of, like, bad shows and sets that I've done. Yeah, I wish I had, like, a good... it'll happen. There's definitely going to be a time when I have a good bombing story. And it'll probably be on this podcast, you know. But, yeah. I can't think of anything in particular. I guess I'll try and think of something, but... I mean, I don't know. My first open mic was a pretty... It felt like a bomb. There was just, like, so much dead time. I was shaking. I think at some point, if, like, I get, you know, I'll do one of those, like, dumb things where I'm like, if this gets 50K subscribers or whatever, 100K subscribers or 50,000 views or whatever, I'll post my first open mic. I still have the video. So at some point, I probably will post it, and it will be so embarrassing. Okay. Here, I'm going to go through my questions that people asked me on my Resting Bee Pod Instagram. First thing you do when you go to a new city. So I literally, like, have just started traveling for comedy. So this is, like, I don't really know yet. I don't have, like, a thing. I mean, I check in. I drop my stuff off in the room. Uh-oh, I'm getting an unknown call. Should I take it? Absolutely. This is kind of scary. I hate getting unknown. I feel like someone's going to be like, you have 7 days. Hello? Thank you for choosing Hilton Hotels. God damn it. I thought I was going to get murdered. I don't want to get promotions. What the fuck? Ugh, miss me with that promo bullshit. Okay, so I get to a hotel. I check in. I drop my stuff off in the room. Depending on what outfits I bring, I'll hang them up or I'll just, like, lay them out nicely. And then... sometimes I'll just, like, I mean, I guess I get food. That's the first thing. Look up somewhere to go, like a cool, not a Chili's, but, like, look up somewhere. And then, you know, talk to the server. Hopefully you get, like, a cool server that you can talk to. You can come out. Hi. Like, if you have a cool server, then maybe they'll give you recommendations on cool things to do. What alleys to, you know, get coke in or whatever. Can you make a living wage while starting off as a comedian? Absolutely not. And don't expect to make a living wage for a very long time. Work a bullshit job that you can just show up to, make some, you know, money, and then have a side hustle, and then do comedy. Yeah, you're not making any money. I'm, like, kind of making money now, and I still need to have 2 jobs. So, you know, just think about that. I mean, luckily, I'm, like, working at the comedy store, which is, like, a cool comedy job, and I'm babysitting 3 days a week, but I used to have, like, so many different, like, food service jobs and stuff. So it's getting easier, and, like, I'm starting to get there, but, yeah, definitely not, like, a living wage. Qualities that make TV shows better. I don't want to answer that. Qualities that make TV shows better than other TV shows. Hot people. You need to have good hot people. Comedy. I like some drama. I like when you can do both. You know, I want a drum. Is stuffed crust pizza as great as I think it is, or should you just order stuffed sticks on the side? Stuffed crust. You don't want to get sticks as well. That's, like, way too much fucking crust. That's too much bread. You don't need all that bread. get a stuffed ass crust. I don't really eat crust unless it's stuffed. So, I mean, you do you. Who am I to tell you how to live your life? If you want breadsticks and stuffed crust, do it. But for me, I'm not going to eat the crust, so it has to be good crust if I'm going to eat it. Guilty pleasure TV show / movie. I always go back to old school Law & Order SVU with Christopher Maloney and why am I blanking on her name? I'm only thinking of her TV name. Mariska Hargitay. That is a damn classic. What else do I always go back to? Ooh, I wonder if you guys could hear my stomach growl. Probably not. I don't know, guilty pleasure TV show or movie. What do I always go back to? The Parent Trap, but I don't really watch that a lot because what are you going to watch that on? That's a great movie. How to Force People to Fall in Love with You. Show them them titties. If you ain't got titties, get a little dress like I have on and they will think that you got titties. Yeah, I don't know. I think you have to be more specific with that question. How to force people to fall in love with you. You should tell them that up front. Be like, I don't want to be the one. This is what you say to them. Hey, I know you're interested in me, but I'm just never going to love you the way that you're going to love me. And then they're going to think about that because they're going to be like, I don't even love you. But then they're going to think, maybe I do. Maybe you know something. And then they'll just be thinking about you for a long time and they'll come back. Terrible roommate / live-in significant others. I had a roommate in college. I only went to college for I lived there for a full year of college, but I really only went to school for part of a semester. I went to this newer school, so it was all the dorms were nice, you know. I lived in the cheaper dorms, but it was suites. So it was 4 bedrooms, 6 people lived there. So 2 of the bedrooms were 2 people, 2 of the bedrooms were single, and then living room, 2 bathrooms, and a little kitchenette. So on move-in day, I was, I shared a room and I was waiting to meet my roommate and all the other roommates were coming in and I'm like, okay, I can get why I was because you had to take a personality test. So I was like, I get why I was paired up with some of these people. And then there was one girl who came in and she was just so different than the rest of us. And of course I got paired up with her and, she was a sweet girl, but there was something wrong. She would read the Bible and highlight everything in it, which is you got to just highlight the keywords. But she was like, this whole book is a keyword. You're not going to go into heaven just because you highlight everything. But then she would also pray. I think she just had OCD or something, or some sort of control thing. Because she would pray as if she were Muslim, praying towards Mecca. She would get on her knees and do this stuff. And me and one of my roommates, Angelique, shout out Angelique. She's, she's the homie. One night we were hanging out in my bed, just as girls who are friends. We were just hanging out, top bunk. And my roommate came in and she thought that I was hooking up with someone, and she started throwing pillows. And then she turned the lights on and saw it was me and our other roommate, Angelique. And I think she was even more confused why the two of us were in my bed together. Because that's what you do. I feel like I almost want to save. Because how much time are we at right now? 41. Oh, okay. I'll do a couple more questions. But I don't want to just. Yeah, so. Oh, and then if I would go out drinking and stuff, she would leave a flyer for her church on my desk. What a bitch-ass move. What a bitch-ass move. I mean, she treated God like homework. I'm not trying to do more homework. I couldn't even make it to classes. I'm not trying to, study church. I hope she's doing well, you know. Do you drink, partake in drugs? Love you. Hey, thanks. I don't do anything. I drink cold brew, I smoke my Juul, and that's it. I used to drink too much. Too much. I gotta stay off the sauce. I haven't drank or done drugs in 3 years and 8 months. Yep. So, yeah. I get freak nasty when I'm drinking. I hook up with people I don't know. It's a nightmare. It is a nightmare. Anxiety. I'm constantly worried about people looking at me and their thoughts. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I'm worried that people aren't looking at me. So I kind of have the opposite. But you also have to realize most people are just thinking about themselves. And if they are thinking about you, it's only in a way that reflects back on them. Like what you think of them, how it affects them. So don't worry about it. I mean, obviously, if it's like a serious thing, you can't not worry about it. But I've been trying to meditate. Meditation is hard, dude. I can't do it. I get so... Because it starts... I downloaded this app called Calm. I kept getting Instagram ads for it. They trick you. It's $70. So I got to cancel my my free trial, my free week trial. I'm not trying to pay $70 to fall asleep. Are you kidding me? That's what meditation is, falling asleep, sitting up. Meditation teaches you how to be a grandpa, how to fall asleep in a recliner. Here, I'm going to end it after this. But I'm going to teach you, I'm going to be, because I don't have really a voice for a fun podcast. I have more of a voice for a meditation podcast or something. This is what it does. You got to sit with your legs uncrossed so all the blood can flow. They tell you to put your hands either on your knees or in your lap. And then you have to sit up straight, and that's the problem. I'm not sitting up straight. Who's sitting up straight? It's 2019. If you're sitting up straight, you kill people. You can't sit up straight in 2019. There's too much to be worried about. People are raiding Area 51. I can't sit up straight with that knowledge. So I just kind of like half-ass meditate, but at least I'm doing something because it's hard. You know, the goal is to do like 20 minutes a day or something, or 20 minutes twice a day. You got to start off small, like 3 minutes. But even that is like too much for me. But I do it for as long as possible. And then sometimes I give up. And you know what? I'm doing my best. And that's what meditation is all about. Just being okay with your best. And then hopefully growing and continuing and, you know, whatever. So here's your guided meditation, okay? If you're listening, close your eyes. Unless you're driving. I know a lot of people listen to podcasts while driving. I'm going to use my meditation voice. It's so lame hearing people's meditation voice. They're like, hi. Uh-oh, I got a text. Hi, my name's Allie Makovsky. I'm going to be guiding you through this meditation today. I'd like you to start by just taking a couple deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing as it goes in through your nose. What that feels like to you. And out through your mouth. Now, relax your hands on your knees or cup them in your lap. Make your spine tall like a tree in the forest. Trees in the forest are being knocked down and made into paper, and climate change is real, and we won't have trees soon. But pretend your spine is a tree. Because one day, that is what it will be. We will use human spines to replace trees because deforestation has taken a huge toll on the environment. Now sit up straight and remember that life is pointless and we will all die. But in this moment, you are alive. And instead of going out and having a fun day with your friend, you are sitting here in your room. It's probably messy. You haven't done laundry in a week, but sit in your room, sit up straight and tall like a tree, and just breathe. Focus on your breathing. Your mind might wander. You might be thinking, I fucking suck. No one likes me. I have no friends in this world. But just focus on your breathing. Let that go. Now, I mean, that's really all I've gotten through on the meditation app, so I don't know what else they say, but it's a lot of just focus on your breathing, and if you have thoughts that come into your mind, let them go. Yeah, I guess that's it for the meditation. I guess next week, maybe I'll be better at meditating. Maybe I'll cave. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Maybe I should set up a Patreon. I'm going to set up a Patreon for you guys to fund my meditation. Because goddamn, I am not paying for that. If I don't have to pay for my period tracker app, I shouldn't have to pay for my meditation app, okay? Man, that was not funny, but it was funny to me because I was just thinking of stuff in my head. First jewel hit of the day, bitch. Let's get it. Someone asked me on Instagram if I'm going to have guests on this podcast. I will. But I need to figure out what I'm doing first, you know. I need this to, you know, get a little more traction, a little more heat. And eventually I will have guests every once in a while, but it won't be a regular thing. It'll just be like random and you won't expect it. And then the guests will just be like, blow your mind. Dude, the first jewel hit of the day, it gets your legs tingling. Either that or the meditation did it. But I'm happy with how this episode turned out. And I'm updating my dates on my website. So if you want to come see me, here's just a couple hot ones. Here's just a couple hot dates. I'm doing local shows, which you can, if you're in LA or the greater LA or surrounding areas, I might be in your town. So check that out. I'm doing a couple headlining dates, co-headlining dates. I think there's one in Orange County and then there's one in San Diego. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be with Andrew Santino in St. Louis August 1st through 3rd. That's going to be fun. I've been to St. Louis once and had a pretty decent time. So I'm happy to be going back. And then, dude, Joe Rogan is taking me back out with him August 9th in Portland and August 10th in San Francisco. So that's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be me, Ian Edwards, and Daddy Joe. It's going to be a freaking blast of a time. And I think there's something else I'm forgetting. But, I'm going to be in New York August 21st through 27th. I'm just doing a bunch of, like, independent shows. I'm still waiting to hear back from clubs out there, but I'm doing like bar shows and shit like that, and it's going to be a good time. I love New York. I miss it. I haven't been like a year, so stay tuned, and thanks for listening or watching wherever you're doing that from. Thanks. Okay, bye, dumb idiots.